Today, whatever path we have been walking on this journey that has brought us here, today, coming towards us, comes a man who has kept all the commandments from his youth. Never lied. Never took what wasn't his. Never deprived a neighbor of life. Never defrauded anyone or committed adultery. Always he honored his father and his mother. You might say this man was wealthy, for he owned, well, everything. Through him, all things were made. The largest galaxy, light years of stars stretched across the sky, the smallest grain of sand sitting on the seashore. The whole earth was his possession. He was called a king, but had a manger for a crib. When he came from heaven to earth, he never claimed the title king, or the title to his property, the whole universe. He came from glory, but he had no permanent household, and traveling from place to place, he ate what was set before him, whatever his friends would provide. He had the ability to enrich himself at our expense, through his very being, with skills that Madison Avenue would envy. The power to read the human heart, the power to understand our thoughts from far away. Oh, how that could have been manipulated to make us do what he would have wanted. But he never used that power against us. When the tempter said, "Dominate," he said, "No." He didn't have very much, at least as we normally think of having, but what he did have, though, he gave to those who needed what he had. To 5,000 rumbling stomachs, he gave food. To souls racked with guilt and paralyzed by shame, he offered forgiveness. When bitter judgments turned people against one another, he instead made space for grace. And on the path that he is walking, the journey that he's on, where he meets us as we come from our journeys today, he will let go even of life itself to stretch out his arms upon a cross and give love to a loveless world, to give life where the powers of death are reigning. As he meets us today, he will invite us to follow him and to let go of the things that we hold, the things that we think that are ours, but which belong to him. Our possessions, our time, our abilities. He will invite us to let them go. Let go of our titles and our need for attention or recognition. Let go of the worries that come with having so much to manage. He'll invite us to convert them all into gifts through which we can sustain a weary and hurting world as he does. He invites us to step into a life where all are fed and where grace can heal the broken places and where love can be first and last. Many who've met that man on his way have heard that invitation. In today's story, we hear about one who found it impossible. He was wealthy. He owned houses and fields and people. He was faithful. He knew the commandments and followed them. He longed for eternal life, which he thought he could possess, like an inheritance, like money, like a field. What a surprise to learn that heaven was not like a field, and that eternity is not like a safe deposit box, which holds the will and the title and the certificates of stock. What a surprise to learn that eternal life is not a thing to be inherited, but a life to be lived, a way to follow, how shocked he was and sad when he turned away. And while I think there are many who have joined him in his shock and his sadness, many who have looked at the map of the journey and decided that the path toward the cross was too perilous to tread, or too ridiculous even to consider, at least in this world, today I want to consider the others who somehow find themselves on that path and stay on, not perfectly, of course. But when I think about most Christians I know, and you among them, well, we greet this man who comes to us with joy, and we want to follow because, in fact, he has given all to us. Forgiveness, the joy, the hope, the love. And so when we hear him say, "Sell it all and follow me," we take his invitation seriously and take a few steps out along the path in the direction that he is going, buying less and giving more, simplifying our lives, letting go of our titles and our need for attention or recognition. Though it must be said, we stop short of selling everything. And so some have asked what it can possibly mean for Jesus to ask this, when for mortals it is impossible to do what he asks. And there have been some throughout history who have spent time and ink trying to decide exactly what Jesus meant when he said, "Sell all, give all." Or what lesson we're supposed to take from the rich man's sorrow. But for me today, with you on this path, meeting him, what I wonder is this. I wonder if the meaning of the story is that we're on this path together. He is journeying, as are we. Our rich Savior always coming to us with the cross in mind, giving us in his word the promise of life. And when he comes, he is always ready for us to come up running, kneeling, asking again and again, "How can I live in your way today? What can I give and sell today? How can I follow you today?" It is a hard invitation, but it is born of love, the love that looked on a rich man, the love that looks at us when we want to live faithfully, the love that forgives us when we fail, the love that lifts us from our knees when we pause along the path, the love that pushes us when we take a few halting, hesitant steps toward eternity. Amen.